local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go. It is 12:10 here on your Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. This is your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you, joined by the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. Robin Doulis is here. Hello, Robin.
Hi, Corey. I'm back again.
Yeah, and believe it or not, we're actually on time to start.
Well,
that might
I don't
be a first.
Think we'll finish like
no,
that.
No, it usually doesn't happen that way. So, and Katie Gonzalez with State Farm over in Waseca is also here. Hello.
Hey, Corey.
Usually you'll hear both of these earlier in the morning, but no, nope, they're joining me today. I stole them, but that's besides the point here. So we'll get to Katie's portion here, talking about the Blue Jay Blast coming up here in just a little bit. But first, Robin, I think you got one or two things maybe happening over there.
There might be a couple.
Okay.
I might have to ad-lib a little bit.
Okay.
But there's so much happening. It's crazy. It's great. It's that time of the year.
Yeah, you love this time of year, personally.
It is. It's so much fun. I'm just keep the snow away, and I'm happy about that.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, well, keep working on that.
We won last weekend, okay?
That's right. That's right. So to kick it off, actually, Keene Bank has their fall open house this week. All their locations, Ellendale is tomorrow from 11 to 1. Owatonna is Thursday, and Waseca is Friday. So check those out. It's always a fun. They always have lots of good snacks and lots of fun things.
Yeah,
to
they do. Trust me, I worked there for a while. It's hard staying out of it.
Oh,
sometimes.
That's. I forgot that you worked there. I remember that now, Corey. Oh, my goodness.
That was just a few years ago.
That's
we'll just
true.
Say that
we'll
at this point.
Yeah, we'll do that. Also, coming up on the 13th, the Art Center in Waseca is having the Art of Bradley Donner. There's an opening reception, and that's from 5 to 7. The exhibit dates are November 4th through December 20th. He's amazing. I'm in the exchange club with him, and I didn't realize that he was such a talented artist. It's very, very cool.
See, that's the thing with art. You never know who actually has that kind of talent. And we've got a lot of them, not only in Waseca, but all over southern Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
It's amazing. I do not have that talent. So I'm glad that other people are.
Yeah,
do, so
no,
they can go watch their thing.
I don't have it either. I mean, my stick figures are usually falling over because one leg's shorter than the other. But
I'm not real great at that. So, but that's okay. That's okay. The mill has a ton of stuff going on. This year.
That's a very popular venue this time of year.
They are so busy. They've had paint and sips, and they have some make and take things. But on Wednesday, November 26th, Foreplay will be back at the mill.
Oh, okay.
And it's $5 cover charge, and it's from 9 to 11:55.
I'm going to guess they got to be out by midnight.
I'm guessing they have to be out by midnight.
Okay.
But that's always such a fun venue to check out. And like we said, they host so many events for our community. So, you know, definitely go and support
those.
And
did you say just a $5 cover charge for
$5
that?
Cover charge.
Where can you go for an evening of entertainment for $5 anymore? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, take advantage of that one. What's the date on that one again?
That is Wednesday, November 26th. So that's the day before Thanksgiving, I think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a great thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
And we are at the fairgrounds in Waseca. We are on year number 5 of our holiday lights. Very excited. And a little background story. So we started this, obviously, 5 years ago in memory of Vince and Virginia Peterson. And Vince Peterson was on our fair board for 50-plus years. And every year, he had a huge holiday lighting display down in Richland. I remember taking the girls. There was music, all sorts of things. So we started this in memory of him because he had always said, how neat would it be if we could do Christmas lights at the fairgrounds. So a couple of us got together, decided to do that. And this year, I think we have piece number 8 of his original display that has come back our way. People have found out that we've been doing this, and they had a big auction after he passed away. I believe it was after he passed away. And people are donating those back to the fairgrounds.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember going out and checking out that display every year as well.
Oh, so much fun.
I mean,
so much fun.
And you could always pick out that thing that was new every single year.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And this is a great way to honor, honestly, kind of a legend when it comes
it
to
is.
The Christmas season in Waseca.
So. It is. And bringing back that Christmas feeling. Mm-hmm. So we will be open starting the weekend after Thanksgiving, Friday and Saturday evenings from 6 to 9, and then the three consecutive weekends after that. No cost to come, but we do accept monetary donations and non-perishable food items, and that the food items and a portion of the monetary donations are donated back to our area food shelves because they're the ones who man the gate for us. And we have hot chocolate, and there'll be Santa there one weekend. I can't remember which weekend it is, but just watch the chamber page, watch the Facebook page. It's just a lot of fun. And I think this year we got the fountain back that was at his house. So we're super excited about that. And it's so much fun watching people. You can drive through, you can walk through, lots of fun displays. Businesses put up really neat displays. So it's a really fun thing. It gets a little cold, but come on out because we have a great time.
And is there still room if, say, businesses or individuals wanted to be a part of this for this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can contact myself or Jenny Johnson on the Fair Board, and that information is on our Facebook page. And just come and put your display up. And we might have a chamber display this year. You know, I'm not going to give it away, but, you know, Christy and I have had some plans, so I think it's going to be fun.
I don't know. She's got a little devious look on her face here at the moment. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. So we'll have to wait and see on that one.
We'll just wait and see. Just come and check it out.
Yeah. I guess that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to pop up. Because there's been some really cool ideas in the past. And
it's really fun to see what people come up with. You know, we've had a bus with the Grinch. We've had, last year, we developed a whole, like, gingerbread town. We had big 8-foot gingerbread, but when the wind comes, they don't stand up very well. So then we had to tie them to a tree, and it's a whole big thing. But it's a lot of fun, and it's so much fun to see the community come out and support that.
And this thing keeps growing every single
year. Every year. Every year. So, yeah, we're on year 5, and we have no plans of stopping. So,
all right, so
come and check it out.
Yeah, that's one thing you can check out. Let's see, what else you got over there?
One thing I wanted to just touch on before we go to the break is that, you know, Thanksgiving weekend also has Small Business Saturday. And, you know, it's important to get out and, you know, shop your local shops and visit your local restaurants because that money all stays in the community and just keeps, you know, recycling. Can you recycle money? I don't know. But you know what I mean.
I don't know if that's the right term, but I get what you're trying to go for
here. But it's fun, and there's a lot of, you know, shops in Waseca that have fun plans, and they've had a lot of open houses lately too. But just come and, you know, support and shop local. You find some really fun little things that maybe you wouldn't find shopping in Amazon or some of the big box stores.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And getting back to the whole piece with the food shelf, too, they could use support right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Huge, huge support right now. So anything anybody can do in the way of, you know, food donations. I was just down at our food shelf the other day, and they've totally, like, flipped the store. It's really cool. I mean, you can go in there and you can find a lot, but they definitely need food, especially with everything going on right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we'll kick it over to the break. And then on the other side, Katie, it's going to be your turn.
Sounds
how about
great.
That? I know. You're so excited about it. We'll be talking Blue Jay Blast when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues right here on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Kyle's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's go in for more Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank on Kyle's 100.9. Corey Hargith here in studio with you. Robin Doulas with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. And Katie Gonzalez is also here.
Yay.
From the State Farm officer in Waseca. Let's see here. You're part of the chamber, all of that fun stuff. So, yeah, all kinds of connections here
all
that we're making today. So the main thing that we want to talk about right now is the Blue Jay Blast coming up, which supports the schools,
yes,
of course.
Correct.
So, I guess just take us into some of the details for this because we're only, what, about
a couple weeks away?
A week and a half, two weeks out?
Yeah,
coming fast.
Yeah, two weeks out.
2 weeks.
It is on Saturday, November 22nd at Starfire Event Center. The exciting thing this year is they're bringing back Adult Night. No Adult Night last year, but this year it is at Starfire. Flannel and Fizz is the theme.
Fun.
Yep. So wear your flannels. It's casual. There's a live band, live auction, games, raffles. It'll be a ton of fun. I believe it starts at 5:30. So if the Blue Jays do end up going to the championship, we can all head to the Blue Jay Blast and celebrate when everyone's back in town.
You know what? You can celebrate it no matter what.
Celebrate no matter what.
That's
yes.
true. That's true.
There is the morning portion as well. Still at Starfire Event Center from 9 to 11:30. They have Chris Cakes Pancakes. There's games, face painting, a bunch of Blue Jay Spirit for the kids. Those tickets you can get at the door. But tickets for adult night are available prior at Suburban Furniture, United Prairie Bank, Keene Bank, Midwest Bank, and State Farm. All of the gold sponsors and the presenting sponsor. It's $30 for a single and $50 for a pair.
And that's for the evening portion.
For the evening portion,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, the morning portion, that's obviously for everybody.
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 Bring your kids, bring your families, get their face painted, have some pancakes.
Some fantastic pancakes, by the way. Chris Cakes does yes. a phenomenal job.
It's amazing. I was never able to catch those, though. He's so good. I was like,
I know.
How do you do
I remember
that?
When he used to be out at the airport when we did
oh,
the fly-ins.
Yes. Yes. Those yeah. were so much
that
fun.
That hangar would just be littered with them by the end of the morning.
Oh, too much hand-eye coordination for me. I can't figure that out. So.
Yeah, for me, it's not enough. So there you go. All right. So, again, give us the ticket details, where you can get them, that sort of thing.
Yes. So, again, it's Saturday, November 22nd at Starfire Event Center. Morning Family Fun is from 9 to 11:30. The evening starts at 5:30 for adults only. Tickets are $30 for a single, $50 for a pair, and you can pick them up in Waseca at either Suburban Furniture, United Prairie Bank, Keene Bank, Midwest Bank, or State Farm.
All righty. I think Lots we got through stuff. It. We actually have time for the rest of your stuff here, Robin.
Well, one thing that I was going to talk about that I forgot to print out, but I'm going to read it now if it comes up on my phone. The Farmers Market has moved out to Farm America for the winter.
Oh, okay.
Brand new. Really cool. They had their first winter Farmers Market last Saturday. I believe it went well. They are doing pretty much every other weekend. It was one of those things where the Farmers Market has grown exponentially. If you go by the fairgrounds, you know, on a Saturday morning, it's
I don't
huge.
Even know if exponentially is enough.
I know. Because it is amazing.
It's just massive.
Yeah. And it's great to be out there. You see a lot of local vendors. You know, Cindy Gilmore is really good at it. She says local growers, makers, bakers. It's great. But the winter Farmers Market at Farm America will again be on November 22nd. Then they'll do December 6th and the 20th. And then it goes through January, February, and March. So that information is on our Chamber Facebook page. So okay. people can go out there and, you know, check out the local goods, basically, you know, all the way through March. And then they start again at the fairgrounds usually in May. So
or whenever Mother Nature decides to cooperate.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Yeah,
there's that,
know,
too.
Minor details.
Right. We have a fun thing. So our tourism group through the chamber has been working very hard this year. And we have purchased with generous donations new lights for the downtown area, new decorations. So we are super excited about that. So December 4th, we will be kicking off a community lighting ceremony. Don't have all the details yet, but it'll be in the evening. It's phase one of a project, you know, trying okay. again to bring back that Christmas feeling and things like that. So yeah, just stay tuned and we will have more information coming
okay.
on that.
That'll be a big deal.
Super excited.
Yeah, when that all comes
yeah.
forward. But
yeah. No, it's
wow.
going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, because any way you can help bring the holiday season back into town, because we used to have
Christmas in the City.
Christmas in the
yeah,
City.
That's
yes.
what it was. I remember
yes.
that growing up.
Katie
yes.
remembers dancing
remember.
On those courthouse
yes.
steps when it was
my little
freezing.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you remember those. All right. Well, I think we got through everything.
I think we did.
There's a first time for everything.
A shocker. You just never know how that works.
All right. We do have to get going, though, because your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review is on the way here at the bottom of the hour. Then Ryan Sikora is actually going to be stepping in, sitting in for John Partridge today. So he'll join you just a little after 1 o'clock right here on Cows 100.9. This has been your Community Connection. It's brought to you by Keene Bank, and we'll be back with you again next week. But if you miss any of the shows, you can find them on our website at kowzfm.com. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.